MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, May 6, 2025. Former Rockport youth coach is in court. Haunted happenings, attendance up, revenue down. Showers, mid-50s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 8.04 p.m. Ethan Foreman reports in today's Gloucester Times. Jason Rutskakis of Gloucester, a former youth Rockport High boys and Gloucester High School junior varsity soccer coach, appeared briefly in court Monday as he faces charges of disseminating obscene matter to minors and enticement of a child under 16. During the brief hearing before Judge Michael Patton in Gloucester District Court, the case was continued until 9 a.m. June 3 for discovery compliance and jury election. Rutskakis, 46, pleaded not guilty during his April 10 arraignment after Gloucester police had arrested him the day before on a warrant obtained as a result of a Rockport police investigation. Michael McHugh reports in the Salem News, attendance increased while net revenue decreased during last year's Haunted Happenings Halloween celebration in Salem. The city reported a record-breaking number of more than over 1 million visitors, an 8.6% rise from 2023, but Salem's net revenue declined 14%. According to city officials, they attributed the reversal to a slight decline in overall direct revenue, coupled with growing public safety and public works expenses for overtime. The Salem City Council, Mayor Dominic Pangallo, and other city department heads discussed the 2024 data during the city's annual after-action review. More news after this break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Matt Petrie is reporting in the Newburyport Daily News. A Newton man is facing multiple drug charges after Rowley police responded to a suspected overdose Friday afternoon on the Rowley Town Common. At approximately 2:39 p.m., local police officers and firefighters were dispatched to the town common for a medical emergency. First responders found a man showing signs of opioid impairment. He was placed in protective custody and transported to a local hospital for evaluation. During the response, officers engaged a second man who was acting suspiciously. A search revealed that he was carrying illicit drugs. He was taken into custody. He was held on $5,000 cash bail and transported to the Middleton House of Correction pending arraignment. Marblehead Current reports a record-breaking crowd and unexpected technology failure threw Marblehead's annual town meeting into disarray Monday night, forcing town moderator Jack Adridge to postpone the meeting to Tuesday night and move it to the Marblehead High School fieldhouse. More than 2,000 voters tried to attend town meeting in the Veterans School Performing Arts Center and Gymnasium, exceeding safety limits, according to Fire Chief Jason Gillian. Attendees in the gym also said they could not see important documents on screens there. Town meeting will reconvene tonight. And Ipswich Online reports that Rowley voters passed a roughly $27 million budget in a voice vote at town meeting on Monday night. Voters will now need to pass a $1.075 million override at the ballot on May 13 by a simple majority. If the override also passes at the ballot, Rowley will be able to hire 8 new full-time firefighters, finally securing the 24/7 coverage that the fire chief says the town desperately needs. From the desk of MSO's Media Director Bill Newell, the Ipswich girls lacrosse team erased a 6-goal deficit in the fourth quarter to rally and beat Hamilton Wenham yesterday 15-14. Lila Greenleaf scored the game winner. In boys lacrosse, Manchester Essex topped Amesbury 16-6. Jack McCavanaugh led the Hornets with 6 goals. It was Marblehead 14, Danvers 7, as Reese Moore scored 5 times and added 2 assists for the Magicians. In high school baseball, Gloucester keeps on moving. They doubled up Danvers 10-5 to improve to 11-1 for the season. St. Mary's of Lynn shut out Bishop Fenwick 12-0 to earn its 13th win of the season, The Spartans are currently ranked number one in Division III. The Marblehead boys tennis team is off to an 8-1 start this season, 7-0 in the Northeastern Conference. The team has 10 seniors, and the captains are Eaton Farfel, Matthew Scherf, and Jaden Janock. The Celtics fell to the Knicks last night in overtime, 108-105. Game 2 of the series is Wednesday night. Red Sox were off yesterday, and they host the Rangers tonight. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.